This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
There is a very, very important issue. People are plunged into crisis when others backbite about them, slander them, have deceived them, have wronged them, have oppressed them. They are plunged into crisis because at times you get to hear drips and drabs of what is being said about you behind your back. Or there is not much you can do about someone who has stolen from you or deceived you or someone who has oppressed you, harmed you. So you complain to Allah. That will bring about a lot of comfort. When you complain to Allah Almighty, remember, He hears you. He will definitely come to your help. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some people say, well, you know, I'm not going to talk bad about someone who's stolen from me, so I'm just going to keep quiet about it. Allah says, when you are wronged, there is no harm in speaking about what happened. You have to talk about it. You have to inform some people who are going to be able to do things about it, and that will not be considered backbiting. Backbiting, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, ذِكْرُكَ أَخَاكَ بِمَا يَكْرَهُ. To mention that of your brother, which he or she would not like if he or she had to hear about it or were told about it. So in their absence, you're saying something they wouldn't have liked. That's called backbiting. Although what you did say was true, may have been true. If it was not true, it is slander, which is even worse. But when you have been wronged, there is no harm in warning others or even informing them. You might have to go to authorities, perhaps the police, and you might have to lodge a complaint. You cannot claim to be so pious that you arrive at the police station and say, someone did something to me, but I can't tell it to you because it will be considered backbiting. So Allah says, not at all. You must complain, you must raise the issue, and you have every right to do something about it because you were directly involved. Let's listen to the verse. Surah An-Nisa, verse number 148. Allah says, لَا يُحِبُّ اللَّهُ الْجَهْرَ بِالسُّوءِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ إِلَّا مَنْ ظُلِمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ سَمِيعًا عَلِيمًا. Allah does not like that you openly declare some bad or evil in your speech, something bad in your speech, unless you have been wronged. If you are wronged, then you have every right to say something which might be bad about someone else, which is true because you were directly affected as a first party. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us. Allah says, Allah is broad in His knowledge. Allah knows absolutely everything. Subhanallah. So my brothers and sisters, we need to make sure that when we know someone has wronged us, to highlight it to others in a very respectful way because we were involved, actually is considered an act of worship. If someone were to come to you and say, you know, I'd like to do business with so-and-so, what do you think? You either tell them what you know, or if you don't know, you keep quiet. But if you know something and you know they are very deceiving and you've done business with them and it's firsthand, it happened with you, and then you remain silent, you're actually doing something wrong. The same applies to marriage. If someone came to you and told you, I want to get married to so-and-so, please give me some good advice. Can you give a reference? To give a false reference is actually a sin. So you need to give a true reference. If really you don't want to say anything, you can say, look, I'm not going to say much. Please find out from someone else. You haven't really lied, but you've excused yourself. Still, it would be a great act of worship if you told the truth in a very respectful way. Look, I've dealt with this person. Unfortunately, they stole some money of mine, according to me, and they were not very honest. They did this and they did that. If you were to say it as a party who was involved in the matter, then it is not considered backbiting, my beloved brothers and sisters, by virtue of this particular verse, number 148 of Surah An-Nisa. May Allah protect every one of us and grant us goodness. May Allah grant every one of us success.